This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Capital Beat.
All right, that time of the week when we welcome in our elected representatives up in D.C., Congressman Mike Basta joining us this morning, obviously from the 12th District over in Illinois. Great to have you back, sir. How are you?
Good to be on with you during this time of lightning speed of everything that's coming out of D.C.
It's hard to keep up with on this end. How about for you?
Well, you know, the real problem is you've got a president that's moving at the speed of sound. Unfortunately, Congress still moves at the speed of Congress.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. I understand your Senate colleagues stayed up all night doing a budget-a-rama, whatever that is, voting on a bunch of different budget ideas that they will eventually send to the House. And there's already complaints that it spends too much money.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Honey.
Yep. That's why the House, as soon as we get back in, we've moved a bill out of committee already. That the president sent out a tweet the other day explaining how the House vote is so good and that he respects the Senate, but he wants to make sure the House vote gets moved, and we're going to move it on over as soon as we get back in there next week because it has less spending. It does the things that this president wants, and right now I think there was a really clear message from the voting public of this United States that they want him to take the lead, and because he took the lead on our bill, I think that's what we'll be moving over.
You know, maybe you can clear this up for me. I've watched DOGE identify what they say is wasteful spending and try to claw some of that back. But moving forward, isn't it just a matter of a Republican-controlled House and Senate not approving that same outlay moving forward? I mean, that's where the real savings comes in, right?
Sure, sure. And here's the danger in that. I want you to know that. And that's why reconciliation is so important.
Yeah.
We can do so many things in reconciliation because what it does is it removes the cloture amendment or the cloture vote in the Senate. And this is real wonky, but I'll try to explain it. So the House, a simple majority, except on a very, 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 very few things, rules. In the Senate, a simple majority rules after a cloture vote is made, which is 60 votes rather than 50 votes. Well, the Republicans have 53 votes, and the therefore, if the Democrats want to block something, they can block it. So we have to make sure, because in the reconciliation, because it is a reconciliation, they are reconciling with the group who controls the budget, which is the House. That vote happens, and it only requires a simple majority in the Senate. So that's why we have to make sure that everything we put in that bill, when we send it over, is reconcilable, first off, and it meets the rules for the parliamentarian in the Senate, and then we can pass a lot of this stuff. Because remember, everything else from here on out, if we want to stop certain wasteful spending, if we want to do things that will make the economic engine run hotter in this United States and draw business back to this United States onshore like we did during the first time of President Trump, it can pass the House, but then what you're going to run into is that cloture rule in the Senate, and that's where the problem can occur.
Speaking of businesses coming back to you, then the United States, I know one of the ways Trump is trying to do that is with these tariffs that he's imposing on these other countries. You hear a lot of the left saying, you know, this is going to raise inflation, and maybe it would temporarily, but obviously Trump thinks that would be worth it in the long term. How do you see this playing out? Do you see that being an effective way to achieve that goal?
You bet. And let me tell you why. We have a negotiator-in-chief, which we didn't have for the last 4 years. The 4 years before that, it was amazing. A lot of things that happened. Matter of fact, if you remember the $3,500 jobs coming back to Granite City,
yes,
when they had all been laid off by the tariffs that were put in place through what was known as the 232 rule, that the president knew and understand to use for national security to bring back our steel. You know, we have to make sure that we use tariffs wisely. Look, he's not joking about the fact that we keep getting ripped off. You know, that's also why the fact that I've got a bill that I'm passing, working right now, that's in the Ways and Means Committee, called Fighting Trade Cheats Act. And basically it's directed at the Chinese Communist Party, because every time you turn around, they cheat on our trade agreements. What tariffs do is that forces them to the table. And by doing it, when the president knows what's going on, he can negotiate those one by one, or just make the threat of them. And if you'll notice, quite often, the threat of them can be used as a tool to drive someone to the bargaining table. And it can be used for a whole lot of things, maybe like returning hostages, or not hostages, making sure that you take back your illegal aliens. All of these things, sometimes the threat of a tariff is more effective than even the implementation of it.
Yeah, I'll bet. Congressman Mike Bost, our guest this morning. Hey, speaking of the steel plant over here at Granite City, what's the status of that? Do we see any of the president's efforts so far, maybe potentially leading to some jobs being brought back over here?
Well, here's the problem. The state of Illinois is the federal government is not the problem there. The state of Illinois is.
Wow.
Those jobs are moving to Arkansas. They are building another plant down there, because when Illinois passed its rule that they did on energy that causes the energy prices to go up. Remember, one of the biggest costs for producing steel is the cost of energy. What they've done is they already had a plant in Arkansas. They expanded that plant in Arkansas, and unfortunately, after 125 to 130 years of having jobs in Granite City, why it was named Granite City, right? Those jobs, unfortunately, are moving to Arkansas.
Wow, I hate to hear that.
I wanted to get
So do I, because we worked so hard to get those jobs back. You know, remember, whenever I was first elected during the Obama administration is whenever we lost those jobs. And Trump came in, and within 6 months, we had those jobs back,
right,
because of the tariffs were done. They came back to the United States. We thought this is great because they made the investment there. Unfortunately, legislation has its consequences.
I wanted to get your thoughts, Congressman, on what do you think, what you think the United States' role should be with this whole situation with Hamas, because they had agreed to give back the bodies of the mother and her children. And, you know, they returned the bodies of the children, but it turns out it was not the mother's body. I don't even think at this point we know. Where do we go from here? How involved do you think the United States should be?
Here's where we go. If we've ever had a good situation to be in, you have a great leader in Israel, and you have a great leader in the United States. They know that if they create a deal, they'll stick with it. They're going to calculate the long-term risk. Anyone who thinks that Hamas is going to stick with a deal, Hamas is a terrorist group that's been around for a very, 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 very long time. And their influence from Iran is exactly what we're dealing with. So this is a bigger thing than Gaza. And it is the Middle East, and Iran is a culprit in this. So I want to, and I'm sure the president of the United States, and I know Benjamin Netanyahu and his people want, you know, I mean, they want their bodies back. Yeah. They want the ones who are alive back as soon as possible. But Hamas, unfortunately, we think like the Westerners, okay? We value life. This is a group that doesn't value life. They put women and children on the front to use them as a wall between them and their fighting forces. This is not, you know, I mean, this has been going on thousands of years. You have to know your enemy to deal with them. I think that we're going to have to make some very, very tough decisions and explain once again and break the back of Hamas and drive them out. And that I wish that wasn't the case. I think Israel will do that.
I couldn't agree more on that. Congressman Mike Bost, our guest. Hey, one last question. I know you've been deeply involved in veterans issues over the years.
Well, I'm chairman of the Veterans Committee. That kind of puts it on.
It does, doesn't it? And I know you've talked about this. I've listened to all these complaints of people who are mad about cuts in DOGE. And a lot of them are claiming that it's going to have some negative impact on veterans and the VA. What's your take on that?
Let's put it in perspective. Actually, everybody's saying it's 1,000 people that were laid off. It's actually 1,600. It is the entire VA-wide, worldwide, not nationally. Most of them come out of D.C. that are laid off. They are not doctors, and they are not nurses. They're not frontline workers, unless those were already on the chopping block because of things they did.
Okay?
Now I want to put it in perspective. 371,000 employees is what VA has. The amount of people who are being let off is 0.02%. 0.02. We lose that in a couple weeks just from attrition. We're just simply saying the new hires, stop. Let's get this together. Let's look over the jobs and what needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done. We're not in any way, shape, or form, and trust me with this. The secretary is a very, very good friend of mine. He and I served together in Congress whenever I first came in. He was actually in my district the very first time I was running. But Doug Collins is a secretary, and we are both veterans. We're going to do everything to make sure that our veterans lose no services, that they can get their services where they want them, when they want them. But you know what? When you have the second largest bureaucracy in the world, guess what? There's waste, fraud, and abuse, and we're going to clean it out.
Love to hear it. Congressman Mike Bost, great having you on again, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. We'll talk again soon. Yeah, good. I knew he was. I forgot that he was chair of VA committee, but still, I knew it was near and dear to his heart. It sounds like they've got that well taken care of, and something you're not going to hear reported in the mainstream media. They'll find one vet somewhere who claims that he didn't get good care, and they'll claim that's because of DOGE. So I'm glad we were able to clear that up.
Get more at 971talk.com.